Hola, ¿qué tal? Están escuchando al Nerdcast, the best Southern California podcast. Ciao.
Yeah, baby, that's right. You listen to the freshest podcast on the planet, and we're doing episode 99 right here when we're talking about 16 episodes so far within the 30 episodes. If you don't know, now you know. We're doing 30 episodes in 30 days, and today, lovely Sunday, also debut of Arrested Development Season 4, but we won't get our nerd on right now because I want to introduce you to one of my best friends on the planet right here in San Diego, Melissa Ostra, a.k.a. Hello. Cole Pat.
Hey, Nerd Villains, how are you?
Good, man. We're waiting to eat, man. What's good?
Yes.
What's popping over there
we
on the stove?
We are cooking right here. We're cooking some panko breadcrumbs, chicken, potatoes, asparagus for this Memorial weekend.
For this Memorial weekend, yeah. Huh? So what have you been up to these days?
Lately, just, you know, doing the work thing, wedding planning, finishing that up. It's almost close to the date, June 22nd.
Oh, shiznaps.
Yes.
Oh,
here before
man,
you know it.
You about to be taken for real, man. How's that feel? About to be
it's good.
To be married.
It's crazy. It's good, though. I'm excited that I found the one. I'm going to marry him.
Oh,
it's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
New chapter in the life, so.
That's what's up, man.
I'm
so, all right.
It.
So, what are you doing at work? Let the Nordicans know what you do. What's
so
your role?
Working, producing, hosting the queue at UTTV, doing that. Been
right,
busy.
Right.
It's going well. Kind of crazy, but that's just how it goes. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you busy, man. Like,
yeah.
You a host, writer, producer, super producer over there, man.
That's you.
Doing
that's
it too.
You.
Hey, you know.
I think that's you.
I don't got nothing on you now. I don't have nothing on you. But so, all right. So, we're hanging out right here doing episode 16 / episode 99.
Yep.
About to be 100 tomorrow on
99?
Memorial Day, man. Yeah,
today
we're on 99. Yeah, dude.
Tomorrow's
100?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know what I'm going to do, man. I got to figure something cool to do tomorrow, though,
that's
for
good.
Sure.
That's good. Jannard.
Yeah.
Remember your first
dude.
Episode?
Yeah, with Bob Bartosi. And I had all you guys do plugs. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. That
the
was
Channel
funny.
Channel 6, I still remember getting a CD, and I think I have it in my car somewhere.
Yeah, they have a little vinyl one. I made y'all a little vinyl CD.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
That was your demo. You had everyone listen to it.
Yeah,
so
damn right
good.
I had to, man. So, yeah, we're 99 in strong right now, but... So what we're going to do today, So we're going to talk about our first whatevers, right?
Yes, I see.
For example, that was your first time on the Nerdcast, was I was giving you a plug. You were doing a plug for me. So
yes,
that's a first.
That was a first.
So, yeah. So what are we going to talk about? So how we going to jump into the joint?
I say the first time, let's just throw it back and forth.
This is the first time me being teased with some food right here in front of my face, though. I mean, we got some chicken breasts over here being dumped in some egg. Now, what's this stuff over here? I know the Nordicans can't see it, but what's that stuff that you guys got? That panko?
Panko, Japanese-style breadcrumbs.
Damn, and they didn't even get the cheek joint. They got the Kiko man. They up on that Kiko man status,
that's how you got to do it.
So when you marry, man, everything's half and half, man. See, single dudes, we get that cheap joints,
yep,
man. Boom, and mess with Kiko, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, they're over here cooking. We're doing it to it right here.
Yep.
Again, the Nerdcast.podomatic.com. We're hanging out over here at Cole Pat's house right here in North Park. Can't tell you the actual address. I don't want y'all coming over here stalking or nothing like that. But yeah, we're doing it to episode 99. Hit me up on Twitter, the Nerdcast. Also,
yep,
Snapchat, Nerdvillain, because I love that Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Dude, Snapchat's so awesome. Like, you can just get on there and, like, just, like, take pictures.
I think Connor showed me about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Connor's like a Snapchat fiend, man. That's all he does. Send like pictures of him and video of him just like sitting in his car. Yeah. Did you see the Snapchat? Yeah, Brandon's up in the mix too, making some chicken and shit like that.
Say what's up.
What up?
Yeah, Brandon's in the building, still doing it to it, man. He's an AD over there at channel 114.
114.
At channel 114.
I always mix it up.
Yeah.
I think I've told it.
Yeah, so he's over there doing this thing over there at channel 114 as well as us, and so we're hanging out again. But let me finish my tags, man, my plugs real quick. The Nerdcast.podomatic.com, and for any other episodes you want to hit up Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Jannard.blogspot. So let's get right back into it. Sorry I cut you off earlier, Melissa. So yeah, we're talking
That's
about
okay.
our first
times.
Yeah, so we're just
taking it down to memory lane for this Memorial weekend.
Damn right.
So now that you're on your 99th episode.
Yep.
How do you feel now? Let's take it back from the first day.
From the first, okay.
Till now.
All right, so the first day I was a little nervous because, first of all, it was my first time interviewing somebody in a podcast environment. So I was a little nervous. So just being nervous, then I, and also just being excited at the same time. Now it's like, it just flows. Like, I come over, I'm hanging out with friends.
Yes.
I go from no followers to people not knowing about it.
I love it.
800 and some followers to a lot of people know about it, but maybe they don't listen. Like, everybody at work knows, oh, the Narcast, but they don't listen to it, you know.
Right.
But now, but back then, episode one, no one knew about the Narcast because it was new and... Excuse me, and I was trying to, you know, start it out and
everything. And it's still growing. It's just going to take some time, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm hitting up my fourth year, doing it to it. Almost 100 episodes. Yeah, 100 episodes. About to have my first popular interview. About to interview this dude named Joey Cape, singer-songwriter of Lagwagon. He's actually touring his solo thing with Tony Sly of No Use for a Name. He'll be at Bar Pink at the end of June, so that'll be my first professional interview that I'll have with a band. So I'm super stoked. Gonna take my boy Joey Cape out to probably Saguaro's, give him a little sample of what Southern California cooking it really is. So we're gonna go eat some burritos, talk music for a little bit, you know. Switch it up, you know, switch the interview up, you know. So I always gotta be, you know, a little different right here. So that was my first my first time though. Like that was my first feeling of like doing my first podcast to now.
That's exciting.
So
that's
good. It's super exciting.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. So what about you? All right, so let's say what was your first feeling when it comes to being on camera as far as... So I know you did some stuff on cam back in the DC days.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was a different scenario than now with the Q.
Now in the Q, being on camera, I was super nervous. And I still get nervous. I think sometimes you're just your worst enemy when it comes... I'm a perfectionist, so sometimes I still critique myself. I still go in there and mess up a little bit. I'm always nervous. But it's a learning process, so I'm okay with it. And I think that right now it just sucks because... I'm still going through it. Still in the meantime, I'm not perfect yet. I'm still doing it. I'm still learning it. Yeah. So I'm kind of impatient sometimes and I want to give up. But you can't. You can't do that yet.
That's true.
It's not there yet. Yeah. So, but...
Keep at it, man.
Exactly.
Keep at it. All right, here's another one. I'm going to go back, way back. What about... Tell me your first experience here in California.
Oh, my God. California. When did I move here? 2006? 7, 8, 9. What? Hold on.
Was it? I moved out here in 2006.
Hold on, no.
Look at her, man.
Dang.
It was 2008.
Who, me? 2008? And you guys are 2007, right?
I'm 2006. Brandon might be 2007. I've been out here.
Oh,
yeah,
you guys started Channel 6.
Well, as far as Channel 6 goes, I started Channel 6 in 07.
Our memory is good.
Yeah, I know. Dude, once you hit those late 20s or 30s, you start losing shit, you know?
Moving out here. It was fun. I was, 2008. I was 25. It was April.
Did you have a job lined up or no?
No. I just moved out here with nothing. I had 6 boxes. That's when you didn't have to pay for your luggage back in the day. And lived with my friend, and I actually stayed on her couch.
It's Mar, right?
With Mar.
Big shout out to Mar.
Yes, she's
pregnant.
She
got married, too.
Yes,
oh, she's pregnant. Congratulations to Mar, man.
She's having
pregnant.
A boy.
Over there on the East Coast, doing it to it.
Exactly.
I did their video for their
wedding.
So, you know.
She's good now. She's pregnant, having a baby boy.
Okay.
She's good. And I was staying with her. Stayed on the couch, did the couch thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember meeting Brandon. He came over. He wanted to kick it.
You were kicking it. You were still. I thought you had a was living with.
Yeah, it was still the beginning.
Not yet,
so
not
he
with
came
girl
over.
That's obsessed with her with fitness. Annie, that's her name, Anna. It's like I was just blowing up people's spots on the show.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Fun.
It's all good.
Oh, bringing it back.
Yeah, bringing it away. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That.
Yeah, we're bringing it back in this episode.
So he came over and he was gonna stay the night. He brought his stuff and everything.
Oh,
and he was
shoot.
Like, oh, okay, we're gonna stay in my room. He thought I had a room.
Y'all slept on the couch. Was it a pullout at least? Was it a pullout couch?
No pullout.
Dang.
I said, oh no, I live on the couch. This is my friend's place.
Dang.
It's a one bed. He was just like, oh, okay. But we did have an air mattress.
Oh, okay.
Air mattress, so.
Oh, okay.
It's
so,
too ghetto.
That was the first. See, that's another first. First time he came over to stay tonight, huh?
Remember you came over?
He's like, he remember. As he grabs onto his pants. As he adjusts it. Wait a minute.
But how about for you? Moving here to California, San Diego.
All right, moving out here was... It was pretty challenging, but it was fun. I honestly tell people to this day that those 2 weeks were like probably my best 2 weeks I probably had out here in San Diego because I was unemployed and didn't have a job or a place to stay. because Chris, I gave all that responsibility as far as finding a place.
Was he already here?
He came out here. We had something set, but then by the time he got down here, when he flew in like maybe 3-4 days before I flew out there.
Okay.
So he was already out here for about a couple days in Orange County. So when he got here, he was like, yeah, dude, I don't have a place yet. I was like, well, I get on a plane in 2 days, so oh, I hope shit. You find us a place. So then eventually he finds us a place out in Encanto. Big ups to Encanto, because that's where I started my San Diego experience
whoop,
at.
Whoop.
But yeah, so he finally got us a little spot, $600 for a room.
Y'all
hear those Nat Pops? Yeah, boy, Brandon Copat in the building, cooking up on some fried chicken, man. That is what's up. But all right, so yeah, I think it was the best experience I had as far as being out here in San Diego, because when I first came out here, first of all, I moved out here with 2 suitcases. So I had 2 suitcases, 2 credit cards, and no job. Where were you staying at?
I
was staying in some like little it's kind of like a big shack. She called it the chateau.
Okay.
And it was like a house / a daycare during the day. It was weird.
Okay.
So it was $6 a room. Everything was
fine. $6 a room?
I'm sorry, $600 a room. Dang.
Damn.
Dang. By the way, I'm over here drinking some IPA Sculpin up in here, talking about some $6. Dang, I only had one. I been away. Yeah, but it's sponsored. Yo, this show is sponsored by Bala. What's that?
With some fish. Yeah, there we go.
Up
you good.
There. I'm good. But yeah, so $600 a room, and then so it was $600 a room. I had two credit cards. Maxed those out within the 2 weeks. and then I'm still looking for a job too. So like I actually went to San Diego 6 and like, hey, we love you, but you need transportation. Having a car or not having a car is not gonna get you way out here to Crenna Mesa at like 4 a.m. Cause that's the shift they had at the time. So then I went to a temp agency, got a job and all that good stuff. But yeah, my first experience here was it was fun, but it was scary at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm
exactly.
out here having a good time, exploring all these new cities within San Diego, and spending all this money I didn't have, and then it's like, oh man, I gotta get a job, because if I don't, I'm gonna be going home somehow. Gotta figure out how I'm gonna get home. So yeah, eventually, you know, after the 2 weeks passed, I finally got a job at Arrowhead, which gave me a job for the last 6 years. And so, yeah.
Hey, I remember your Arrowhead days.
Yep. Yep, and like I started out with no car, with a room with like 7 other people living in a house, and from having my own place to now working in like as an entertainment producer.
Yes. And living all by yourself.
Living
doing
by
it.
Myself. Bachelor yeah. pad at the, over there on Wabash. You know, so yeah, I'm doing it too, you know. Still eating fried rice and ramen,
and
but
ramen.
You know, hey, I choose. That's the life
roots.
I lead. That's
there
the
you
yeah,
go.
That's the life I choose, you
that's
know.
Okay.
Yeah, I could be a millionaire. I'm still eating ramen because that's what I like. But you know, I'll go from the Marin to the Top Ramen though. I'll probably switch my brand
up. That's good.
But you know, that's how we roll.
Yes.
So yeah, man, that was my first experience down here in California. So yeah, I'll tell you what, before we get into more of the first experiences,
okay.
Joan, let's go ahead and toss to a song.
All right, this first song that I chose, well, I'm a hip hop lover, and Jannard, you know that. When
yeah,
we first
I know
met,
that. I know that.
We always talked about hip hop, and I think that's what developed our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do something.
Big up to the Sea Lounge.
Yes.
Because we used to go to the Sea Lounge all the time.
Yes, I'm about to knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been in so long, but yes, Sea Lounge. We got to do that. We got to do that soon.
We'll do it, man.
It's been so long. I don't know. It could be bad. I haven't been there. The last time I went there, I don't know. They were playing a lot of radio stuff, but anyways, the first song, I wanted to do something, obviously hip hop, late 80s,
yeah.
early 90s, but
right,
I didn't
right.
want to do your typical Tribe Called Quest. So,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm doing. And
go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say, and some of these, I haven't even heard this
but
Dizzy song. So.
Yeah, this is Brand Nubian. So, Grand Poop is part of this group.
Yep.
And early 90s, this is Slow Down. So, Slow Down.
All right.
Chill out, back up a little bit. And yeah.
All right, you
this
heard it right
it.
Here. Slow Down by Brand Nubian. We're doing it to it right here on episode 99 with my homegirl, Melissa Austria.
Damn
and
right.
Brandon Copat out in the building, chilling, just doing it to it right here. Episode 99, I'm talking day 16 of 30. We're still doing it to it. And when we come back, we'll talk more of our first, and we'll talk to some more music right here on Narcast. Yep.
Hit him behind my speakers. The world jumps, so what they knocking for? Kids love to feel on your beds, gotta steal on your street. Time is limited to days. On your crack card, they're getting only A's and C's for comeback. Damn, it's a shame you're the mighty queen of ours with a wide-eyed look and a rotten tooth smile. Used to walk with a swagger, now you simply stagger. From one spot on to the next spot, on to the next spot, on to the next. Bitch, get a job, for me you won't rob, cause I smack you with a hose filled with sand. Now give that to the crack man. You was fly once, now you're losing all your front. Started off light, only took a woolly blunt. But now you get a stripe, graduated to the pipe. Took a long pull, hype. Yeah, head crack, you smoke up that stack in a minute, you was back.
Hey, yo, X, wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, I had to drop her, cause she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her.
Sexual task.
She loves men that trick like Halloween and treat. You ain't paid, then your grade is incomplete. You gotta flash dollars to prove her. And when you do, she sucks it up like a Hoover. Taking all your fakes like inhalation of vape. Her nasal passage filled with money, and it's massive.
What I have is what I have.
Well, what you are is a stunt, man. You're on a hunt, and your plan is to take all you can from a man and scram. I seen your kind before, you're not original. Just a sick, mixed-up individual. Giving up the crop for a fresh gold watch. Marking off the goods you get, going up another notch. Your ways and actions are like those of a savage. If the price is right, then anyone can rab it. Even Monty Hall can have himself a ball if his assets are in order. What's really scary is you're somebody's daughter. So don't come around trying to make a profit at the expense of another man. Stop it. Cause you see, you're the freak show of the town. Or what I think you ought to do is... Asking. Sister, there's no need in speeding. She was doing ways before she started bleeding. What makes a bitch wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner, just like Bruce Jenner. Laid a bitch on the bed and then you run right in her. Cooper makes no mistakes. She said, rock me tonight.
For old time's sake.
Picture that.
Slow down.
You little hooker. Honey got a problem with the bins. Meaning she likes to bend over. She stretched the skin. The hole was just a hole, and that's without the controversy. She can make the bed spring, sing the song of mercy. Come on, touch, you can take a thousand. Just scrub that ass, and I'll still pass.
Slow down.
You're living fast.
Slow down. Slow down.
Now, see, it ain't no reason for you to be out here skeezing, cause it's not the season.
Slow,
so if you wanna live fast and be a dumb dude, a dumb, dumb bitch, well, go ahead.
Slow down.
You're living fast. Special shout to my DJ Alamo, wanna help out.
That's right. We're talking about slowing it down right here on the Nardcast episode 99. We're doing it to it. We're eating. About to eat some of this stuff with some crunchy fried shrimp breadcrumbs that they call panko, Japanese style, Kiko Man brand. We're going to do it to it. But before we get into that, I want to just say we just heard Brand Newbie in a song called Slow Down. And they're giving me a hard time up here in the building because... honestly, I never heard that song, and that's probably an epic fail for me because I'm huge in the 90s hip-hop, but I'm pretty huge in good hip hop. So yeah, but in a way, it's all good. I forgive Melissa this time, but it's all good. You know, usually she, you know, like she said at the beginning, she comes with it. Like, you know, she brings in some Tribe, you know, some Common or some Wu Tang, but you know, Brand Nubian.
How to change it up?
Yeah, Brand Nubian right here on the set, y'all. Slow it down. Slow down. So we're hanging out, doing it to it, right here on a Sunday. She just made me some of this, what is this again? Some margarita mix?
This one is Skinny Girl. Dang, I already forgot. Skinny Girl White Peach Margarita. I love Skinny
Girl.
And
we could just drink
good.
It straight, huh? There ain't no mix. It's just straight up vodka, huh?
Yep. Dang. No, it's not vodka.
Oh, it's just
the margarita.
Okay. I'm just like, because it's in a,
you know,
it's in a vodka
sponsor
bottle.
That's a potential sponsor.
Yeah,
no,
it is a potential. It is a potential sponsor. Yeah, so this episode is sponsored by Arnold Avenue /
Arizona.
I get them mixed up, man.
It's
Arnold,
true.
Arizona,
it's okay.
You know?
People do. You're not the only one.
Cool with this margarita mix right here. So I'm gonna take a little sip real quick.
Let me see your reaction. Describe your reaction. Go.
First time. Oh, my first. This is my first.
This is your first.
And my first time reaction. Let me try it one more time.
Okay, sour face. Dang.
All right. So my first reaction is it's hot. I feel like it's hot. And then my second reaction to it is it's not bad. I feel like if it was chilled a little bit, maybe it'll be a little bit better. But it's not bad. I like it. You can drink it straight. It's not too strong. The reason why I made that face was, you know, for just some type of, you know, visual effect that, you know, so you can kind of comment on that. So, but no, it's not too bad. I like it.
Good.
First time, right there. Boom. All right, you go. So, first time.
First times.
Let's just get to it. First time, what can we say here?
How about you? We were talking about a little bit during the break or during the song.
Yeah, that's a break.
First time you were blacked out drunk.
Ooh. All right. So first time I was blacked out drunk, or at least.
How old were you?
I was in college, actually.
Oh,
that's good. Yeah, I was. I think I was probably like 23. It wasn't entirely blacked out, but there was parts where it was like, damn, I can't remember how I got here and there. But it was just a night when we were all at the frat house. By the way, I'm a Sig App.
Yep.
So yeah, I was at the Sig App house hanging out, and had way too much alcohol. And when I say alcohol, I mean like a bunch of vodka shots. And
it was that cheap alcohol, probably.
Yeah, it was that cheap. It was that, they don't have it here, but it's that, what is it called? It's
Mad Dog.
No, it's the vodka. It's the vodka brand.
Vodka?
It's the only on the East Coast. I bet you
is
guys
it really?
Are,
Hold
it's,
on.
I know you know it off the tip of your tongue.
Describe the cover.
It's almost like a flat bottle. It's like real. It's like flattish. It's vodka. It comes in all kinds of different flavors. It's not the Smirnoff, but it was.
Dang it!
It's gonna bother me. I know you guys had it in Virginia.
Come on, Brandon, where you at?
Vodka. That's vodka back on the East Coast. That's not over here.
Okay, let me.
Man, I'm gonna have to test my boy. But anyway, it was that kind of
let
vodka.
We'll figure it out
while I tell the story. So it's a simple story. It's just a basic day where you go out, you're hanging out with people, and then all of a sudden you're hanging out. Oh yeah, beer pong, and then all of a sudden you're like walking home. Oh shit, where did my 3 hours just go? And then all of a sudden you're waking up. I'm like, what the fuck? So yeah, that was my blackout experience, going from beer pong to walking home to waking up in the morning.
I love it. Very scary,
but I heard that I didn't do much crazy stuff. So
well, that's good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my first time getting blacked out drunk. Do you have any of those kind of stories to share?
Nothing crazy. The first time I got blacked out, it was bad. I was like about 15.
Damn. I was choked on my water on that one.
15 and just drank some low, bottom shelf kind of drink.
Bother me
yes.
That. And Burnett's. Burnett's. Remember Burnett's vodka?
I'm trying to look up. No,
y'all don't
I don't
remember
know
Burnett?
That.
You don't remember the Burnett's vodka?
No.
Oh,
I can't find it.
That's what it was. It was a Burnett's, and then remember Aristocrat vodka?
Yes.
You get that big jug. You get that big jug for like $5.
Ugh. Gross.
Yep.
No good. No.
Cool. So you were 15. Damn. Dang.
15 or 14.
You're hanging out with your older sisters. See,
I
have bad
two
influences,
older sisters,
man.
And most of my friends were just a year older. And
also, they were 16, they were drinking. So, okay, so bad influences from your 16-year-old friends, too. Okay, man. That's crazy.
And coming being from Virginia Beach, there's really nothing to do. You know, it's just, and you know how it is, small town.
Yeah, I've been to Virginia Beach and I didn't like it. I don't want to hate, but I was a Myrtle Beach guy. I would go down to the Myrtle Beach version.
I like South Carolina, yeah. Virginia Beach. So, being from there, nothing to do, and that's what most of the kids do. We just party, drink.
Yeah.
And that's just what we do. So, that's what happened. That's why the early age.
Early.
Yes, it is.
That's super early.
But then I think it's okay. I'm okay with it because I did all that during middle school and high school.
Yeah.
And then college, I was just focused on studies, and I didn't really want to party because I already did that. So I'm cool. I'm okay with it. No regrets.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. Yeah, and speaking of education, what was your first experience realizing right when you graduated from college, you're like, damn, I'm done. Like, well, how was that at? How was your first reaction to the real world?
Oh, my gosh, I loved it. I was so excited. And the best thing, I was in college. I remember graduating. I already had a job at a station in D.C., so it was good. So I didn't have to look, and I was excited and happy to just start my career. I was ready.
Yeah.
And now I wish I kind of just said, oh, dang, I wish I took my time. Because now, I wish I traveled after.
Me too.
I wish I did something like that. When I talked to friends that traveled, studied, or, you know, went abroad or somewhere out of the country, kind of wish I did.
I'm the same way. I wish my 2 weeks of being in California where I didn't have a job, I wish I expanded it to, like, maybe 2 months. And then, like, just have, like, 2 months of just nothing, just going crazy
Just
being in depth of credit cards.
Yes.
Because that's the only way I can see surviving with no job here, but... Or something.
Right.
But yeah, so that's crazy. All right, so your first time experience out here was pretty cool, living with Mar and all that good stuff. And now you got a job and all that. Well, you were working when you got here, but that's cool. So what was your so now that you're getting married and stuff, how was your first time? Was Brandon like your first actual boyfriend, living with a boyfriend, or?
Yes.
Okay, so how was that? How was that experience? Was first time? I could comment on my first time too.
I'll go first because mine wasn't too bad. I would
apparently because y'all still together. All right, so you go first.
Apparently, me and Brandon. When I was with Brandon, I was living in Hillcrest, and Brandon was an OB. We pretty much lived together, being back and forth. You know how that goes when you're in a relationship, always at each other's house. We first moved in Kansas Street, North Park. We decided to do it. I was still kind of iffy, but I said, you know what? We're at that point. Let's do it. He was about it. And it was good. We're on the same page with everything when it comes to money and just cleaning. He's clean. I like that. I'm all about that. I can't stand someone who doesn't clean after themselves.
Yeah, me too.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
I can't do it. Yeah. But the experience was good. I like it. And we're still together and it works out.
Yeah,
we're
obviously
team,
it works. Because if it didn't, y'all be... he'd be my roommate. I mean, he'll be doing a Narcast right now.
Right. But so it was good. How about you?
Well, now that you asked, thanks for asking.
How many times have you lived
with... This is my first time ever living with a girl, which actually was my ex-girlfriend. Well, my ex-girlfriend now, but was my girlfriend at the time.
Cool. Big ups to Natalie.
Big ups to Natalie. Yeah, I just found out that she passed the Arizona's bar exam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Colorado's bar exam.
So she's going to Colorado?
Well, I don't know what she's doing, but that's the word on the street. So the word on the street is she passed the one in Colorado.
Good for
her. Big ups to that. She's a cool girl, but, you know, I felt like, you know, moving in with her, kind of like, you know, that was my first time experience. The first one was kind of cool, but we kind of started off rocky. It was just like, because I had, you know, I had financial issues going in.
Yeah.
Excuse me, going into a relationship. Well, I'm not, no. Excuse me, not going into a relationship, but going into moving with someone. And we were just, like, disagreeing on a few things. But it got better at the time. And then, you know, everybody had their pet peeves. And, so my first time experience living with a girl was good and bad. So it's like 50-50. It was good for me. It was bad for me.
But it's a good experience. You got to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Actually, it was 75-25. You pass me a brewski, homie. Yeah, but so, you know. All right, moving on. So let's go ahead and get to the next song.
All right,
so
next song.
So now we got two more songs. We got Bro Safari, and we also have...
Bro Safari will be the last one.
All right, so that'll be the last one. So now we have Childish Gambino.
Yes, Childish Gambino, Heartbeat, kind of has a little... Not a more hip-hop feel, but that era of like...
R&B-ish. Like a Drake, Kanye kind of thing that you mentioned earlier, but...
Kind of a Kanye, yeah, I hear what you're saying, and... that feel. I don't know, but that's what, you know, how it's kind of different. I kind of like his steez. Mm-hmm. And, oh, dang, can we do a teamwork thing?
Yeah, we're trying to pop open this beer right here, yes. Again, this is episode 99, sponsored by the IPA Sculpin' right here on the episode 99.
But, yeah, here it is. Whoop, there it is. Heartbeat, Childish cool. Gambino.
All right, let's check it out right here on episode 99 with my homegirl, Melissa Osher. We're doing it to it right here in the household of the Cold Pats. And here's a song by Childish Gambino, song called Heartbeat. And when we come back, we're going to be eating up on some asparagus and some of this white girl shit, white boy stuff, and some Asian stuff right here on the Narcast episode 99. Holla at your boy. Yup.
I want you to know that I am ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat. I want you to know whenever you are around. I can't speak. I wanted you to know that I am ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat. I wanted you to know whenever you are around. I can't speak.
Your boy like skinny tie and a cuff type. He gonna make breakfast. You walk around naked. I might just text you. Turn your phone over when it's all over. No settling down. My text go to your screen. You know better than that. I come around when you least expect me. I'm sitting at the bar when your glass is empty. You thinking that the song's coming on to tempt me. I need to be alone like the way you left me. You start calling, you start crying. I come over, you. I can't find you, the girl that I once had. But the sex that we have isn't half bad. Text say that it's not fair. That's cold boy, he's not here. And I'ma flirt with this new girl. And I'ma call if it don't work. So we till it to conclusions. All the things that we thought we were losing. I'm a ghost and you know this. That's why we broke up in the first place. Cause
I want you to know that I'm ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat.
I know that you heard me, but you don't want the same thing. Well, two can play that game. So I'm chilling with my girlfriend, but she not my real girlfriend. She got a key to my place, but she not my real girlfriend. Stupid, so dummy. Say the wrong thing and wrong girls come running. I'm paranoid that these girls want something from me. And it's hard to make a dime go 100. And my dude freaking out over her worst fate. She on time, but she late for their first date. Cause he went and tried out a new condom. Stomping the good problems, right, wrong. Asking them if she wanna play games. We the Super Smash Brothers, but none of them you. I miss the sex when you kiss whenever you're through. It's the only dinner for two. I was wrong, but would you have listened to you? You were crazy. I got a heart for the artist. It's the only thing girls want when you that can like.
I want you to know that I am ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat.
But your dude is a real. I read his posts on your wall and I feel sick. He ain't cool, he ballin' all that. But he's just a fake, no blogging all cats. You couldn't wait today. I'm going straight for your thighs like the cake you ate. I give a fuck about the niggas that you say you. You know that I'm the best when I'm a fake name. I'm the best that you had, face it. Jay and Keisha are related, racist. I give you money, then you burning, then you made off. She ain't a killer, but you messed up. I know he wondering what the you hiding. That we dated like rats about Bin Laden. Hey, yo. Are we dating? Are we best friends? Are we something in between that? I wish we never f***ed, and I mean that. But not really.
Woo, but not really. But damn, I am stuffed right here on episode 99, hanging out with Melissa Austria. We're doing it to it. And if you don't know, now you know. We're doing we're doing 30 episodes in 30 days. And right now we're on day 16, and we're doing it to it, man. We're hanging out with Melissa Austria. Total. Yeah, man. That, I'm telling you, that food was
bomb. Did you like it?
It was bomb.com.
Did you like
dude.
The Asian panko?
The Asian panko was bomb.com, man. That was good, dude. A little help. A little help from Brandon, though. He was kind of monitoring
a little
bit.
Okay, we gotta give a shout out. Yes, Brandon did help.
Big ups to Brandon.
I couldn't do the mic and hold the mic and cook at the same time, so he was.
That's true. And you provided the beverage too. I really appreciate it.
Yes, of course. We gotta do it right.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good podcast, man. We talked about our first and stuff like that. We got one more little segment before we end the show. We got one more song from Bro Safari. And then, but before we get into that, we want to maybe talk about a couple more of our first and then do some shout outs and then we'll be done
with it. We'll wrap it up. So I was thinking social media, since this is a new part of the world, everyone's on Facebook, Instagram, you were talking about some chat, whatever it's called.
Snapchat. Yeah, Snapchat. Like, get up on that, like y'all. Vine. Snapchat and our villain right here. Invine. Vine's one of those situations.
Like, I just started getting into Vine.
Yeah, Vine's pretty cool.
What's the difference between the two? 6 seconds versus 10 seconds?
Yeah, six seconds versus 10 seconds, but you can't edit your video on Snapchat like you can on Vine. Because, you know, you can just tap Vine a couple times, and it'll take a couple seconds of the video.
Yes, I noticed that. Okay.
Yeah. So, but with Snapchat, you can't edit like that. You have to just one straight video clip. I am stuffed.
I'm stuffed, too. These pants are tight.
I know, dude. So my pants are tight, too. I gained, like 8 pounds.
Social media.
My bad. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, man. After that, rock and roll half marathon, man, in LA, man, I like picked up some weight.
Speaking of marathons, your first time doing your marathon,
That's right. That was last year, March. That was the San Diego half marathon. Yes. It was the one that starts in Petco Park. You go all the way down to the harbor. Up through Mission Hills, back through Hillcrest, back through
Mission Hills, that park. Big old hill right near.
Washington.
Oh yeah,
that shit sucked. But and then you end in Petco, man. That was my very first half marathon, and the only reason why I did it was because I had some friends at my old job, Arrowhead. They were like, "Hey, let's do this. Let's train for it." So I ended up training for it. I might run with a couple of the people that were gonna be doing it, and just ran with it. And I started, and actually that me training for that half marathon. That was my actually first time experience of falling in love with running, too. Yeah. So I used to hate getting on that treadmill and running, but then I realized running outdoors is totally different than running on the treadmill.
Yes, it is. I love it.
And you can sightsee and do all kinds of crazy stuff. So, yeah, I had a good time. It was fun.
And I hated running, and I got into running
because
of you.
Yeah, because of when we did the Rock and Roll Half Marathon in LA. Yeah, and I missed that. I was just telling you about that on Friday. I was like, yeah, man, we got to get started running again.
I know.
Because we used to run like 2-3 times a week.
Yes.
And it'll be like Mission Bay or we'll
soon
go
this
down
summer.
And do some
we'll
stuff.
Do it. We'll
All right,
do
let's
it.
Do it. We'll do it to it. Yeah. But yeah, so that was my first time experience. It was fun. It was, I wasn't nervous. I knew I could do it. I was just worried about my shoes, though, because my shoes were already cracking, breaking up a little bit at the bottom. So I was like, I don't know if these are going to help. But I did develop shin splints after the half marathon.
Yes, your first time having shin splints. I never had that feeling. And when I had it, wow.
Yeah, it sucks.
And then my ankle hurts.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. Those shin splints ain't no joke. What about you? Because you did one in October, the Halloween weekend up in L.A.
L.A. was my first time, and oh my gosh, anyone can do a run. You have to just set your training plan. You can do it. Run. Practice makes perfect. But the first time doing it, I had a happy feeling. I was excited. I remember being outside. And then I was like, dang, what wave are we in? Because it's starting to get hot.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But it was nice because we had a chance to travel a little bit and get out of San Diego for a little bit.
And I think that's how you should do it. Kind of go to a different city, do a half marathon, do a run, and then check out the place and explore it. So
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We'll have to plan our next one. I want to do the Vegas one.
I want to do a Vegas one, and also want to do New Orleans.
That's
I want to
right,
do a rock and roll half marathon in New Orleans.
Hell yeah.
So that'd be kind of cool.
Okay, back to the first. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I was talking about social media. Shit.
Because that was a first half marathon. Now we can get back into the one about social media.
Okay. Your first time posting on Facebook.
Wow. Damn.
I didn't join Facebook until 2008.
Sorry.
Motherfucker.
So, 2008.
Oh, shit.
So, 2008. I'm actually on Facebook right now. I'm playing on here.
God. That's right. They do this whole like timeline.
But
2008. Let me see. I'm going to check when I was.
I'm going to say 2004 was my first time.
Because I didn't get it when the college.
Yeah.
Because it was a college.
College. Because at first it was Friendster. Remember Friendster?
Oh, my. Yes. Yeah, I had Friendster.
I had MySpace. But then I went from MySpace to Facebook because I heard this hype about like this new app that's just for colleges. Because originally Facebook was supposed to be just for like networking with people in that school.
Right.
So that's when I got it. So I got it in 2003, actually. It was my second portion. It was my spring of my freshman year in college. So, yeah, that's when I got it. I think it was 2003 was my first post.
All right. Well, bring it back. Hold on. Let me see.
Well, I don't think mine will go back that far.
Yeah, you can.
Because I don't. Let me just see.
See how this. They have new updates. What are some new updates on Facebook?
Some new updates on Facebook, that timeline crap, and like you can, dude, it's just, it, I don't
do
know,
delete?
It's just so much.
It's crazy. Okay.
And it's funny because even on the mobile app, like it'll tell you where people are checking in at certain spots.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you get that, but I know like my homegirl Helen, like she'll be at Costco and it'll say she's near Costco right
now.
See,
I don't like all that.
Stalker
status.
But I'm gonna go ahead and stick with that. I'm gonna go ahead and say 2003 for me. I don't really know the status update per se, but I will say I started using social media way before 2003, but it definitely stood out more when I went to college.
Right.
But I did have MySpace as well. I didn't have Twitter though. I think my first time with Twitter, it was in college, but I wasn't really on it that much. I wasn't on it that much. I would say like 2005, 2006, I found out about this Twitter thing because at one point people on Facebook were we don't want to know what you're doing at every second.
Yeah.
Twitter is like, you can update as much as you want. Same with Instagram. That's why I like taking photos on Instagram versus posting pictures all the time on Facebook.
Yes.
Because Instagram is for people who are into just uploading selfies and stuff like that.
I need to know about your I was talking to Carl. We went out Friday night. She's saying that you guys had a conversation about selfies.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to hear that one.
She's always saying I'm always taking selfies and stuff like that. So...
what do you think? What's your I hadn't listened to your podcast with her, but what's your outlook on selfies?
You calling me out. Okay,
I'm not
get
calling
it.
You out.
You're calling
no,
me
I'm
out.
Not
no, no, okay, okay. This is what happened. All right, I'm gonna tell you the story. All right, so my friend Kat from the East Coast. I don't know if you guys met her when she was through here, when she came through a couple about a month or two ago. Anyway, so she was sending me over a selfie. Nothing crazy, just like, oh hey, what's up? I'm hanging out. Selfie. So I was gonna send her a selfie too because it was me and Carla hanging out doing our podcast. So I was like, oh,
selfie.
And I was gonna send it to her, but I ended up sending it to Ricky Tricky Taffy, Ricky Gonzalez. So I had to like a quick
big ups to Ricky.
Yeah, big ups to Ricky. He was
cool
on the show too. Cool guy. You know, we all know the Nardicans are aware of Ricky Tricky Taffy. So going back to the story, so I sent him my selfie. So before while it was still loading, I was like, oh shoot, my bad. I was like, hey, you're gonna get a selfie. No homo, my bad. That wasn't meant for you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And luckily it was just me just like, you know, smiling. It wasn't nothing crazy.
Right.
So that
What's
was
crazy
the selfie.
Though. What's a crazy selfie?
Well, maybe like blowing a kiss or like doing a peace sign or trying to look cute for a girl or something like that.
Okay.
So I ended up sending.
It was just a regular.
Yeah, it was a regular.
One.
Yeah, it was a
it
level,
was level
one.
Eight. Okay, okay.
It was a level one selfie.
Level one,
just
okay.
Hanging out on the. I was on the couch. Hey, what's up? But I sent it to Ricky. So that was the thing that I'm
That's
surprised
okay.
she
Ricky
mentioned that.
Ricky probably appreciate. He likes.
And he
fine.
Was like, nope. He was like, cool. He was like, cool. He did the whole like, cool. No biggie, dude. No biggie. So, yeah, that was my little selfie incident. Thank you for bringing that back up. So, but it's all good. All right, so we're going back to the first. So, that was my first situation with Facebook. So, I did the MySpace thing. Then I did the Facebook thing. Excuse me. Hold on.
Oh, bless.
Excuse me. So, then I did the Twitter. And then for Twitter, then I started doing like random like apps like Snapchat, Vine. But before those two was obviously Instagram. So those are...
I like Instagram.
So social media that I'm really dealing with right now is probably like Facebook and Twitter. And I'll do some Snapchat with friends. But I don't do it on like a promoting level. I just do those just for fun. And then also Vine. Vine is another app that's like just something fun to do and be on that level of just sending funny videos out for the world to see.
Cool.
But yeah, that's that, man. So what about you as far as social media? You said you don't know?
Social media, I think, no, I didn't, join Facebook until 2008. So that was like when I first moved here. I was like, you know what? Keeping in touch with the family, which is important to me. And then, yeah, that's why I joined Facebook. Other than that, Twitter was just this year.
Wow, yeah, Melissa underscore Austria, guys.
Well, I had another one, and it was all numbers and crazy.
Yeah, I saw that one, too.
And then I just changed it recently because our social media producer, Miss Nihon, said, you need to change that. I said, uh-oh. Oh, okay, my bus.
Big ups to Nihon.
Yeah, it's working hard.
Big ups
at
to Nihon,
UT
social media TV. For Channel 114. And if you have AT&T, UVerse, it's Channel 17 and 1017.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so hit up on Melissa Austria up on the queue. She's on there around 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday on
right
AT&T UVerse and UTV.
Night and day.
That's true. And hopefully now that sweeps are done with, hopefully not this week, but maybe next week we can get back into music Tuesdays if she wants and if we could commit. Because Ricky was down. He was like, I could totally produce if that's all I'm doing. And if I'm just on-air talent, which I could totally be, sure, why not? But we'll let you soak in on that. That's a whole different conversation.
I had a middle finger in my show.
That, you know,
who
like
that?
I said,
Ricky, who should I yell? You or Ricky?
You know what? The Narnikins don't need to know about any of our flaws in the show.
It's
so
all
check
true.
It out.
True
check
that.
It out, though. It's a great show. It's viral videos. But sometimes she'll have, like, a nice little theme where it's just nothing but Per Jeanette, it's nothing but golf videos or nothing but whatever video.
Yeah,
so sometimes there's a thing.
Yeah.
So it's cool. So all right. So so I think that might be it. Huh?
I think that's it. I'm cool with that. Unless you got any. Let me think. So bad. Memory's bad. So I can't even think. But
memory's bad. But I feel like we got about 45 minutes worth of good times and reminiscing and stuff like that. What about your first? Your first experience? You probably don't remember. Your first experience not being able to drink alcohol on the beaches here and on the West Coast.
Because
you moved out here. You moved out here before they banned alcohol, right?
I came here and I came here before 2008, before I moved here, and I came here to visit my girl. And people were playing beer pong on the beach and all that. So I was like, okay, this San Diego might be cool. That's what's up. And then when I came here in 2008, I think that's when the whole thing was like, you can't, the ban to drink on the beach. And then when that happened, I was just like, what? I gotta hide my drinks now?
Yeah, hide your drinks.
What?
She doesn't do that, y'all. I ain't trying to get in trouble, but she doesn't do any of that.
Oh, calling. Oh, mom.
But, talk to the mom dudes. Put her on speaker.
No, because it's like the wedding stuff, and you might see the crazy side of me.
Melissa, now, she get ghetto depending on who she with. Like, I bring out the ghetto in her, so especially at work. People be like, whoa, we didn't know that about Melissa. I didn't know Melissa can get up on that kind of level. I'm telling you, man, she's from
those... Everyone has a little ghetto treasure box inside.
You know she's from the slums of VA, man. Of course she's going to be ghetto, man. She's from the slums of VA. She's how big shout-outs to the VA Beach, Arlington area. You know it's all good. It don't got nothing on NC, though. It don't got nothing on that Wayne
North
County,
Carolina.
Seymour.
Yeah. Speaking of the Dirty South, maybe we should toss to our Bro Safari.
Yes.
Trap. Originated, I guess, from the South.
Nice.
Is what they're saying.
And you guys went and saw him a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, very good. It
That's
was really
up.
Good. It was at Voyeur downtown, Gas Lamp. Really good DJ set he did. And, this next song from Bro Safari is Scumbag.
Yeah.
So, trap is a new thing. I don't know. So,
I'm
your
digging
first
trap.
Time hearing trap. No, how you digging it?
You talking about right now or just in
overall,
general?
You hearing know what? It the first time.
Hearing it for the first time was like, you want to know what? This is something that I always like, but
right.
I have to listen to Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka flowing over it. No offense to them, because I don't want to get beat up by any of them. But no,
we're sponsored by them.
We're sponsored by what is it over there?
Gucci Mane, whatever.
I can't remember. You said cash money. That's anyway, so Young Money. But anyway, my first experience with trap music was that feeling. It's like, wow, this is awesome, because this is the music, the production is what I like about Lil Wayne, Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane.
Right.
Now it's the music with this, just the instrumentals. So
which
I love
dig.
It.
I love it too. Good.
Space. It's a lot. I don't want to really say it's better than dubstep, because dubstep still have this own vibe to it.
I don't know. Right now, I feel like it's better than dubstep, but...
But you really never was that into dubstep.
I like dubstep, but I know it still was missing a little
Because I'm still kind of mad at you, the fact that you took Natalie's side when we went to go do, she told me, went to go do the, when we went to go check out some dubstep at Winston's. Remember that?
She wasn't feeling it.
She wasn't feeling it. And I was loving that dubstep moment. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
So that's when I knew.
That's when I knew.
Dang, Melissa really ain't into the dubstep.
No, I was into it. I did. I felt bad because she wanted to go. And then her cousin or someone was drunk.
Oh, yeah. Her cousin. I forgot about that, too. Yeah. It was a crazy night. But dubstep and trap music, they have their own little style.
The DJs kind of mix the two together.
But I like trap music, and I'm actually gonna do a trap music segment with Jackson for
That's
part
good.
Of the 30 on 30.
Oh yeah,
so.
Jackson's all about. You'll be trapped.
That's right. You will be trapped. Big shout out to Jackson too, man. Electrum Productions
Damn
in
right.
the building. You know, doing his thing over there at Channel 114 as well. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Let's go ahead and wrap it up right here with Joe Safari, a song called Scumbag. But before we get up out of here, do you have any shout outs?
Shout outs to my number one boo, Brandon Kolpak, my soon to be husband. Uh-huh. Less than 4 weeks, June 22nd.
Big shout out to Kim, man. I'm going to give a big shout out to Kim. Yeah, big shout out to Kim, man. Where Kim at? Where Kim?
Kim. She's in Chi-Town.
That's
She's
right. Big shout out to Kim. She's hanging out with the Cubs over there, you know, Cubby Cubs, doing her thing over there on her birthday, right? Her birthday.
On her dirty 30, yes.
Dirty 30, that's right.
Celebrating.
Big shout out to Kim. Who else?
And to the fam, mom and dad, sisters, Angela, Melanie, and to my new family, the Kolpaks.
All right, Melissa's fam. Good looking out. Good big shout out to the Australians over there. You know, it's all good. All good in the hood.
Yes.
And then Brandon's family. Hello.
And yeah. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
And then two about my 4 to 5. I think I got about 5 viewers for the queue. About 5.
Nice. Big ups to that. Big ups to your 5 viewers of the queue. Yes. Me being one of them for sure. So I'm usually still in the production office around 1 o'clock.
That's cool.
So I see it pop through. So.
Thank you.
So that's what's up. All right, that pretty much wraps up episode 99. We're doing episode 16 of the 30 with my homegirl Melissa Austria, doing it to it right here. Thanks for bringing in the content for our first,
yes,
and also the music.
Thank
we
you
had,
for stopping by.
That's right, man. Thanks for the dinner and everything, man.
Always.
And the beer. So yeah, this is good. I get to sleep good tonight. No work for me tomorrow. So.
Yes.
So I get to hang out at the crib, do nothing. And I'm going to do some shout-outs, too. Big shout-outs to the Modus. Just want to say happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. Happy Sunday. Hope everybody's enjoying their Arrested Development today. Season 4 on Netflix. Once you're done with that, listen to this episode, episode 99. We're doing it, too. It's going to be up for whatever, thenarcast.podomatic.com and Stitcher Radio and iTunes and all that good stuff. If you want a CD, email me, thenarcast@gmail, all that good stuff. And, Brandon, you got anything you want to say?
Happy Memorial Day.
Yes, yep. Enjoy.
That's right. Check it out right here, Joe Safari, a song called Scumbag. We are out of this beat right now.
Yep.
Peace.
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. Piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit. When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell.
Shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell.